Friends, I'm turning this morning to the Gospel of John, chapter 3. John chapter 3, and from 19 to 21. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hated the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. And my subject this morning, man's fundamental trouble. The fundamental trouble of man. That is what is stated in John chapter 3, verses 19 to 21. And he says, this is the condemnation. The light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. This is the state of man. This is the state that the devil has plunged man into darkness. And not only plunging us into darkness, but he has made us to love that darkness. And it's a very sad state, as we just saw from our hymn. Satan has plunged man into darkness and has made man to love that darkness. And it's a very terrible thing. And until you know this, you can never understand what Christ has done for you on the cross of Calvary. You have to come to this end. You must take before God. And the need for you to be taken out of darkness and come into the light. That's what the whole gospel is about. So this passage shows the state of man before God, the devastating state that the devil has plunged us into. How did he do this? He did it by causing Adam to sin, to disobey God, and then fall. And right from the fall, mankind, Adam and all his descendants, are falling into darkness. And not just falling into darkness, he has made us to love that darkness. That is why people love their sins. That's why people don't want to hear the gospel, because it brings out their sins. The sins that they love, they don't want you to talk about them. So you see that verse 19 begins by telling us that there's condemnation, there's judgment. And the judgment that you speak about is because light has come into the world and men have loved darkness. You can never be in darkness and come to God, because God is light. But because you are in darkness, you don't want to come to the light. And okay, yes, I'm paying you except for Johanna Gomano, a team, yes, and she moved doing chrome to see a donor back. So the enemy and catcher, you know, they all Chinese said, Kania Abba Iria Timu, and so if you have before Pedis Sumu, I say Kania. I am here, and I'm a team which is a Satan, and a wire Satan, a Nipa Akotu is Sumu, and yes, all Yakotu Jacket. We love the darkness more than the light. Now, sadly, ni patiye, ewo unyakupo oye hai, eni yesu yesi esumu. Now, se wala chisa se mwe yasi ya, ebe e dien se ube hundi yesu ayamam. And I say, ebe e dien se ube hundi, ese uhiya se ufri sa esumu. Eti se obi ya, onenam abonti, okoba, na bekatiye ni se, ma seti ufri. And that's why I'm a jail. On Tiasi, because already we are free. But upon prison, how can you be saying, "My certain free"? Then the person will appreciate what you have done. If you meet a man on the street and tell the man that you are setting the man free, he can never understand you because he's already free. But go to the prison and talk to a prisoner that you are setting him free. Then he will appreciate what you are doing. The same with us. Not until you know your state before God, will never understand and crave the need to come out of that situation. That is what John is talking about here. And he says that this is why judgment is coming, because God has brought light and men have loved darkness. Remember, all unbelievers are condemned already, as it is stated here. But the judgment is coming to show, to expose, and reveal that there are people who are in darkness and there are people who are also in the light. So you see that all what this text is talking about is comparing two types of people. Those who do wicked and evil things, and those who do what is true. And that's what exactly we are going to do today, to see where we also fall. First, he said, they love the darkness. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness. So it means those who do evil love darkness. Those who do evil are not victims to the darkness. They are not victims. They love it. They actually love it. Their life revolves around that. They enjoy doing that. And it's a very sad state. To be in a state where it will take you to hell, and yet that is where you love. That's exactly what the devil has done for us. And it's a very serious state of affairs. That is where their affections are. Put good and bad, and they will choose bad. That is our state. So like I said, their life revolves around being in dark and avoiding the light. And the second part is that they hate the light. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light. Verse 20. So it's not only do they love their darkness, but they also hate the light by nature. And the Bible says you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve both the darkness and light. So if you are in darkness, obviously you hate the light. You will love one and hate the other. You will love darkness and hate the light. That is what we are talking about. So if you are not in Christ, you are obviously against it. Because who are we talking about as the light? The light is our Lord and Savior. So if you are not in Him, you are not with Him. There's no neutrality. You are either with Him or you are not with Him. And a lot of people have problems with this. Because I go out to people and people come to our bookshop, I know what I'm talking. People find it difficult to believe this, that they are in the darkness. People find it difficult to understand. But this is what the Bible says. It says, everyone who does wicked things hates the light. And many, many people get offended when you tell them this. They say, oh no, I don't hate Christ. Even though I haven't committed my life to God, I don't hate Him. But the Bible says there are only two things. Either you hate Him or you love Him. So if you are not in Him, you hate Him. That is what the Bible is saying. The American church is saying, you are not a brave. You are not a omo ntiase so ka se omo isumu a na wo sumu a wo tan yesu a o se de on the entire is on the even though ofa ne homa yesu die and so on time and the bible so che se se wo fa homa ne die a e se wo time you say untimi nyina ififi you are either here or there untimi nyina ififi and if se wo fa homa ne die a e se wo time and that is what the bible is saying. And like I said, the light is Christ. So before we go further, let me just confirm the light. It is Christ. Because in verse 9 to 11, that is how John describes Christ as the light. See, that was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. So Christ is the light that we are talking about. The light which came, and even his own people did not receive him. So this shows that it is Christ you hate if you are not a believer. And like I said, we are talking about two people, believers and unbelievers. If you are an unbeliever, you hate Christ, and therefore you hate God. And such people, they think they also do good. They do charitable deeds, or some are religious, some even go to church. Some are even preachers, or anything to concern moral standards, they think they are upright. But that's not what the Bible is saying. As Christ was telling the Nicodemus from the beginning, if you are not born again, if you are not born with water and spirit, regardless of what you do, you can never have access to God and to his kingdom. And because you hate Christ, that is what John is saying here. The such people, like I said, they will do anything. They will do good deeds. They will come to church. They even play part in churches. But to commit their lives fully unto Christ, no way. They will never do that. People have come to church for years, and yet they have never committed their lives fully to Christ and trusted Him as their only Savior, their only hope in the world. If you are such, you hate God. You hate Christ. Because he has come to expose your deeds. Sometimes people come to church, and when the sermon says certain things about them, they think the pastor is preaching against him or her, and they get offended. Instead of being thankful to the God that he's challenged, because the gospel, that's what it does. It paints the picture clear to you. It shows you your state, and then points you to Christ. So when the gospel is talking about you, you should thank God and repent of your sins and turn to him, instead of you hating Christ because he's coming to expose you. And we all know in this world that bad things are done in darkness. Talk of robbery, talk of any bad thing. Most of them, few ones are done in daylight, but most of them are done in the darkness. People always talk about when crime is committed in daylight. Daylight robbery. People will be surprised that people are doing that instead of doing that in the night. So we see that bad things are done in darkness. Why is it like that? Because people don't want to be exposed. People don't want to be seen. That is what we are seeing here. That is what we saw when God confronted Adam and Eve. They ran away. They went to hide. Instead of facing God to plead for pardon and forgiveness, they ran away to go and hide. That is exactly what we also do. That is why people do bad things in the light. Now, sin should be shameful. Everybody who sins knows. Their conscience tells them that what they are doing is not good. Even Apostle Paul himself, he said, the good thing that I want to do, I cannot do. But the bad that I don't want to do is what I do. And he blamed it to the sin in him that is causing that. So sin is a very serious thing. In these days, we don't even talk about sin. Many, many churches do not talk about sin. They preach as if everybody there is saved. But this is our state by nature. We are born in sin, we have lived in sin, and we have loved that sin. It takes only Christ to come and redeem us from that state. Why do you think that Christians have been persecuted throughout history? Everywhere, Christians have been persecuted. Why? It's because they love the darkness and they don't want Christianity to challenge them. Because when it spread, it will expose them for what they are. Even like tyrants, kings who are wicked, they all persecute Christians because their deeds are evil and Christianity exposes them. Throughout history, we know that dictators, for instance, and evil kings, they hate Christians and they have always persecuted them because their deeds are evil. Those who do shady businesses don't want to hear about the gospel because it exposes them. And throughout history, it has always been like this, even up to today. Even in Christianity, when you are preaching more of the gospel, people see you as, you know, brainwashed and all kind of things. But the Bible is about the gospel. The Bible is about our state before God and how to come out of that state. It's not about anything. It's not about riches. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and other things shall be added unto you. So this is what we must preach to people, for people to get out of that situation. The American said, in fact, if you want to say what you want, say there is one day. Even though I'm not sure, and I do all the time. I'm not sure, but just say, so one for a woman, a mamma of Ufra, what is soon now to soon to be at, what is the old time is. You don't want to accept that. But some of them want to echo. Or say, you were a crumb, you repair. Others say, we are Gidini, and I say, we are Gidini. When you are Gidini, what time is? What means infinity? Two ways, either here or there. So that is what we are talking about. And it goes on to say that they love their sin. They love it. In verse 8, we saw that those who do not believe in the same, the name of the Holy Son of God, they are condemned already. Those who are not come to believe in Christ, they are condemned already. But after verse 18, we must ask questions. Why do people not believe? Why do they not believe? And that's where he's giving the answer in verse 9. Because they hate the light. And why do they hate the light? Because their works are evil. And the light exposes their works. And they love the darkness because they love their sin. They love their sin. They love what they are going through. Pastor gave an illustration some few weeks ago at our Bible study. Like, somebody who may be cruising on a river or and then going towards a very dangerous place. You standing outside can see the danger, but he that doesn't see it. So when you try to stop him, because he loves what he's doing, he will never stop. That's exactly how men are now. We love our sin. So any gospel that will stop them from their sin, they will resist it. They don't want to hear it. Because the light of Christ exposes our sin so that we can be forgiven. Christ also comes to forgive you, to expose your life, your sin, so that you can be forgiven. Like I said, if you don't know your sin, how can you plead for forgiveness? The light has to come and expose you, tell you who you are before God, and your need to come out of that light. And then he's ready to save you. So the bad news first, and then the good news comes. The bad news is that you are in darkness, you can never have access to God. The good news is that Christ has come to die to save you from your sins. You only have to believe in him, and then he will bring you into life. So this is what the whole Bible is about, to be released from this state, which no one can do on their own. No human being on earth can sit down one day and say, as for me, from today, I'm going to give my life to Christ. I'm not going to sin again. Nobody can do that, because we love our sin. It has to take Christ himself to come and die to release us from this state of affairs by what he did on the cross of Calvary. We can be forgiven and we can be made new. That's what Christ was telling Nicodemus, that you can be born again, born of water and born of the Spirit, and then you can be made righteous because Jesus died for us and we are justified in him before God. So what it means is that even though you are in darkness, you are condemned already because you are in darkness. You are to be hanged on the cross because of your sin. But Christ has come to do that for you. Christ has come to obey the whole law for you. Christ has come to relieve you from this situation. All you need to do is to believe in him, confess your sins to him, repent, and you can be forgiven, can be given a new life, can be given a new heart. The heart that loves darkness will now become a heart that loves the light. That's what Christ has come to do for us. And then we can live our lives of gratitude to Christ. Then you can really appreciate what Christ has done for you. When Christ comes into your life, or when you give your life to him and he directs you, then you are released from captivity, from this captivity that you were, captivity from darkness, from sin, from the love of sin and the hate of Christ. Before conversion, we are all captives. Everybody born in this world is captive. You may not agree, you may think otherwise. You think that, oh, it is me, myself, I've heard the gospel, I've decided not to believe. No, it is not you. It is not you. It is Satan who has made you so. He has made you to believe on things that are dangerous, to love things that are dangerous to your life, to your soul, and to hate the light. So when he comes into your life, he comes to do so many things in your life, and we are going to learn a few of them today as we talk about this situation. First, he relieves you from captivity to brainwash, because without conversion, you are brainwashed. You are brainwashed to all your natural instincts, everything around you. This world has shaped your mind, your thinking. Even atheists, they are all brainwashed to say that there's no God. All kind of beliefs are all brainwashed. And that is what the devil has put us into. People who are indifferent. Even though the evidence of God is all around us, people still say there's no God. It is all because they are brainwashed to believe that there's no God. When you come to Jesus Christ, you are released from this captivity to brainwash. Now, when you come to him, or when Christ takes you to himself, you are released from limited life. You are limited. Your life is limited if you are not born again. Why is it limited? Because your soul is more functioning. You are released from a more functioning of your soul. You are living as a person fleshly. Your soul is not functioning. You have no relationship with God. So you are only living in this world as you see things and following the world. The traditions, the systems of this world, you are following it. Your soul is not functioning. It's dead if you are not born again. You are only a portion of a person, flesh and blood. That's all you are. That's why the Bible says those who are born in flesh are flesh, and those who are born in spirit are spirit. So if you are not born again, if Christ has not come to redeem you from this state of affairs and giving you a new birth, you are only living as flesh. And any flesh living person is heading towards hell. So conversion makes your whole being operative now. Your physical being and your spiritual being now becomes operative. Now you have access to God. Now you can understand the gospel. Even without being born again, you can never understand the gospel. It will seem nothing to you. But when you are born again, you can now understand the gospel. You can now have a relationship with God. You can now pray to God, and God will answer you. You will see wonderful things between you and God. All this you'll be lacking when you are not born again, when you are living in darkness. You have to be born again to be relieved from this situation. So conversion makes your whole being now operative, both your physical body and then your soul. Now it also leads you from the captive to sin. Like I said, we are all sinners by nature and by choice too. We are all sinners by nature and by choice. God is not going to judge us only by not even by our sins by nature. It is our sin that we have committed, sin by choice. That is what we all are. And we cannot do anything about it. Your life is made up of all the sins mentioned in Galatians 5, verse 19. We don't want to turn there, but if you go there, you see all the sins that will stop us from going to God. And no human being can say he has never fallen victim to any of those sins. And you must be relieved from that situation. And also, unbelief. Unbelief is a very serious sin. And it's one of the captivity to sin that makes us unbelief, not believing in God. It's only conversion that brings the power of sin and makes you a citizen of heaven. It's only when you are born again that the power of sin is broken. Now you have certain control over sin. Not that you will never sin. You will still sin because the old self is still there. When you are born again, remember, it doesn't mean that you can never sin. You can sin because you still live in the old self. You have the old self and the new self, and they are fighting each other. The old self wants to draw you back to Satan. The new self is strengthening you in Christ. So this battle will go on all your life until you die. But the power of sin will be broken in such a way that, unlike before conversion, where you sin and you feel happy, you love that sin, this time when you sin, you repent and you come to God to ask for forgiveness. And he has promised that if you repent from your sins and come and confess them to him, he will pardon you and forgive you. So one thing that conversion does is that it takes you from the captivity to sin, and then you become a citizen of heaven. Before then, you were a citizen of hell. Now, the other thing that conversion takes you from is purposelessness, life without purpose. You have no eternal purpose. Your life is just here and then. There's no eternal purpose. Only selfish, worldly aspirations, which never satisfy. It is only how we see this world. You are born into this world, you go to school, from school, you start working, you have a family, and what else? You have your pension, what else? Then you are waiting for death. So there's no purpose. It is this same thing that you are following without conversion. This what we see, this worldly aspiration, is all that you know. So your life is without purpose, without conversion. You are only aspiring for things in this world, and they never satisfy. You get a bicycle today, the next day you want a motorbike. You get a motorbike today, the next day you want some small car to take you around. Get that small car, the next time you want a Porsche car, you want this. It will never come to an end. So you are caught up in this kind of world without conversion. Now you are also released from all that comes from heaven. As we just said now, if you read Galatians 5 verse 19, it tells you of all that will hold you from going to heaven, including unbelief. So it's only conversion that will release you from that state of darkness into the state that you can now come before God. And last, we just read, you are released from darkness John Andrew James, I'll call John Andrew James what he said about this conversion. He said, conversion makes you understand God first. Then it makes you understand yourself. Then it makes you understand human nature, the fall and depravity. In conversion, God sends light into your mind to understand the wonderful work of Christ. See, as I said, it is only conversion that will make you know God, who God is, and who yourself you are, why you are in this world, and where are you going, and how to get there. Without conversion, you are only wallowing in this world without any purpose. So you are released from darkness. As I said, like setting a prisoner and then somebody on the street. Because why is it like that? How do you know God? He's a God of justice. Now he's also a God of mercy. You might remember God is a merciful God. He's a just God. So he cannot just overlook sin. He can't just say, because I'm merciful, my people should go free. Then he won't be a just God. And if he also says that because I'm just, I'm going to judge this world without mercy, then he won't be God. Because he's both a merciful and a just God. So he has to make all these two work by punishing sin in his son. That's what he has done. Throughout his mercy and his justice, will stay. He has shown his justice by judging us. Then he has shown his mercy by letting his son come to die, to pay for the penalty which is due to our sins, and to reconcile unto him. So you are released from darkness through conversion. This is what Christ was telling Nicodemus. This is what you need. You must be born again. You must be born in Christ. You were born in Satan because of sin. Now you need to be born in Christ to have access to God. And the next thing you are released from is that you are released from exclusion from the attention of God. You see, before conversion, you were excluded from the attention of God. Sorry, I've gone on so much without explaining. Me church enema se ubenya awofofra eyiwu efrim te bia wo mu a ebeyu efrim ena me dikan me kan se wo ma nyankopon mu a de woni ma yesa egan kakra ya timu se ya wofofro na wonyini na wako school na waya juma na waware na ko pension ni wewu. Is that life? That is nothing. But there must be a life, a twasso. It is the only one who can come. The only man, no, the only man is here. If you are here, you see me. The only one who can come. And now, after you know, about some of to born you, I'm a born here and I am dead. So, because of the can born here somewhere. I did be a whole year, you can't watch them. Not beautiful. Because when you are just a busy with giant. Then you know, so when you are for a baby, you are for a I'm afraid the workers are too born here. We're very young people. I'm a panic chop, so I'm a born in chop. Now, I'm out of our fufu. And I was asked to come and say, who was that to be anymore? Conversion, and I said, I'll go for you, maybe you free, and then ma, a few free, when you're cooking. And I make a say, might be a friendly J agent, or also, where author, or you'll be a new, or new, and you're cooking, or church or books. And now, all kinds of say, open your cooking all the more, you free that new one. And I will put tea on your cooking. Tell you what here. And I walk and answer what you want. Tell you what here. And he said, yeah, a nipa kata is a tear. And he said, a nipa, said a can or a gatusman. Say, you have a boy, you know, or boy Adam, upright, or born a papa. Not born in here anymore. Now Adam, or not a real say, obey the or now pay. And a man who ever told us, I have depravity. Depravity means there's nothing good in you. Between you and God, there's nothing good in you. You have to be in you. Now, I bet you come on, over tea when you are and sana, ube hum, ye, niya se, se se ufri, sa ati biyani, na uba, unye, unye, kuko. Ena, Mr. Afrika se, e you ufri, se, unya ufufra, unye, kuko on ni uso. God's attention is not on you, especially his attention with regard to his kingdom, to heaven. And yet, Nahiman, any day that she becomes, when you go for any margin, it was hard. We are outsiders. We will be a who actually who knew that who the focus. If you said Boni etu Uti Esumu, I just saw back any animals. So now we are going to tell me Arabic. Now who nyamu any dear, no spiritual happiness. Who nyamu any dear beada. This is the home when I got. Your soul is dead, so you can never get any happiness. That is what conversion does. It takes you from that situation and puts you in the light. Okay, again, it leads you from short life. The conversion relieves you from short life. We have a short life in this world, isn't it, as compared to eternity. We have a short life. The Bible says we are given about 70 years to live. If you go beyond 70 years, fine, it's bonus. And even then, it's full of troubles. And we can all see it. What old age gives. You become weak. All your teeth will go away. Things that you used to do, you can never do again. Food that you were eating, you can never eat that food again. So, if you are all your hope is in this world, it's up to that time. Between the time you are born and the time that you become very old. It's a short life. But when you come under Christ, you have eternal life. That's why we say when the believer dies, that's why Christ said that he was sleeping. He was sleeping. He was not there. He was sleeping. Because he knows when the light of this world closes, the light of the other world shines up. That's what the Christian is. So you don't die. You see, you'll be changed from this state into another state. Without conversion, you don't have that. You have only what is in this world. You die, and that is it. The next thing is you are going to hell. So you are lived from a short life, only earthly life, which goes away very, very, very soon. And that is what Ecclesiastes was saying, that he has been in this world, he has seen all, but he has seen that it's all vanity. And look at such a wise person. He had everything, riches, everything. But he said it's all vanity. It is only when the light of this world goes off and then you see the next light, then you see angels coming to meet you. That is the life that we must all aspire. I always say that we are in this world to prepare for the next world. We are not in this world to make it in this world and live in this world. There's nothing in this world. You mentioned, what can you have that can extend your life? Nothing. So there's nothing in this world. We are here to prepare for the next world. So life eternal is most important. That's the most important thing that we need to do. And that is what conversion takes you, leads you from. Then it also leads you from costly life. Costly life. Medical cancer say unya awofra a you free and quantity as a you are seeing mono and if you come and you fear a your son. Or say, okay, yeah, not bread your son, maybe a code or tree, and I say, do a hakra. If you are calling Nana your house, which means sorry, cry and conanti, Bibia, you have to lie on people. The other would be Utimini, would now about a week, which means I said, now Nanti. So now when I go to the village and I see the old ladies, and I say, oh, I can't walk, I can't go here, I can't, why, where do you want to go? This is how life is. You've ended your life. People don't understand it. They still want to be as young as they were before. And that is what it is with everybody. There was a song called Growing Old. Nobody wants to grow old. But it's a reality. You grow old. Nobody can dodge it. That is why you use the time that you have here to prepare for eternity, for the next world. And then also from costly life. You all know how costly things are in this world. Even though we see the advance in technology and we all admire it, it's always add to the cost, isn't it? It's always add to the cost. Just last 2 weeks ago, my phone, before I realized all my apps were gone, when I asked them, they said my phone is outdated. I need to buy the current one. And I'm sure if I buy the current one after some few years, it will go again. And I have to go and buy the other one. And it all comes with money. It's the same thing. Last time we had this black and white television. Now who can use black and white television? Even now people are saying that if you are using 30-inch television, you are outmoded. So you see, things are changing and yet they all come at a cost. And that's the kind of world we are living in now. Become a Christian and you are content with whatever you have. Whatever God has given you. Without this conversion, you will never be content. with what we have. We always want something new. We always want to advance. And it all comes with money. And that is where people become corrupt. People will do anything to get that money to acquire what they want to acquire. Convergence takes you out of all these troubles. Because when you are converted, your nature changes, your outlook changes. You see? And when you come to Christ, everything from Christ is free. The most things that should be expensive are free. Look at oxygen. When you go to the hospital and they give you all oxygen, or what they call a transplant. The other time they were talking about to transplant either the kidney or the liver, and they were saying it cost about $864,000. What all those things are free from God, isn't it? They are all free. But things in this world are so expensive that if you are following it, you will never be satisfied. But once you are competing with people in this world, then whatever money comes will not be enough. So you are bound to be corrupt to make much more money to get what you want to get. So all you need to do is to come to Christ. Everything that you need to have this life, it is free. A life where your outlook will change, where your heart will be changed, where your love for God will be very, very good. All those things are free. All you need to do is repent and believe and hand your life over to our Lord and Savior. That is what he said in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that those who will believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. So all that you need to do is to bring your sins to God. Don't send it to the dark. Don't do like Adam and Eve, that when God came to confront them, they were going to hide. No. Come to Christ with your sin. Come. It is only under the cross of Calvary where sin will die. Nowhere else. If you go and hide, you are only procrastinating. Come to him and let him forgive you and cleanse you from your sin, because that is the only place that sin is dealt with. If you don't bring your sins in the light, then there will never be any forgiveness. You can never be forgiven in that darkness. You have to come unto the light. Come to Jesus Christ. Believe in him. Commit your life to him and tell him to forgive you, and he will forgive you. So, instead of hiding in the darkness, come and hide in Christ. How do we hide in Christ? We hide in Christ when you feel of your sin. When you know that you are a sinner, you believe that you are a sinner and you can't do anything about your sin, and you believe that Christ has come to die for you. Then you come to him, that Christ, because you have died for my sins, I come to him. I come to you. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from my sins and make me a new person. And that is the only place that sin can go and die. Have you done this in your life? If you have not done this, you are still living in darkness. And there's judgment that is coming. And the judgment is coming because light has come. And men have learned to live in darkness. That is the message we have this morning. Let me go over our passage again as we come to the end of our sermon. And this is the condemnation. The light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil things hated the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that wrath in God. We thank the Lord for his word, and let's